Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, bum bleep ACC, and then gloats about beating Virginia Tech. Which is it, round daddy?
And James Strebel.
We just own the ACC, so they're bums. We own a bum conference. We can't get beat by that bum conference. That's what I think about that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we got the times for the NFL games. Doubleheader coming up on Saturday. Raiders-Bengals. Raiders-Bengals, I'll go Bengals. Patriots-Bills, I'll go Bills, barely. Eagles-Bucks, that's my upset. I have the Eagles beating the Bucks.
Whoa!
I just heard Process scream.
Niners. No, he's laying wherever he is. Whatever basement in Prospect, shivering with his little body as he goes through mono. Niners-Cowboys. I'll go Cowboys, Steelers, Chiefs as a blowout, and I'll go Rams over Cardinals. I'm sure nobody cares, so
there we go.
There are my predictions. I can amend those if I want to. Okay, Pete Futek going to join us here in about 25 minutes on the program at the top of the hour. Mike DeCourcy will join us from the Sporting News, and we will get his thoughts on Jaquez Jones and only Jaquez Jones.
That's it.
All right. So we have Avery here, who's an intern.
Yes.
So keep her mic off for a second. She hasn't been on the air yet, has she?
Not with us. No.
Okay. You were on the air with somebody else?
Issel and Pratt.
Oh, Issel and Pratt had her on. Oh, Issel, there you go.
The luminaries. The luminaries.
All right. That's a good start for you.
It's an interesting start.
Yes.
It is a weird, weird start. Okay?
Yes.
So, let's listen to the Process's take on Keyonte Goodwin. Go ahead.
I said it on Issel and Pratt today, and I've been saying it about, turn my mic down. And this, I've been saying
again?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
And I've been saying it about this guy consistently for months since he came on my radar. You cannot teach size. He's 6'8 and 340. Are his instincts, they need a little work? Maybe. Can he use a little bit better technique from what I've seen of him? Sure. But that the size that he has, you cannot teach. And being an offensive line school like UK, you think you can develop him? Then you have to go get that guy if he's in your backyard.
Yeah. You have a track record of it, absolutely.
Okay, it's a terrible take. It's a fake take. It's a meaningless take.
Yes.
It's hot air. It's bluster. And it's just molecules of crap.
It took up
quite
time.
Quite frankly.
Yes.
It did.
Filled space.
All right, so let's. Do you want to share Mike's?
Yeah, here you go.
Let's see how bad Mike 3 is. Because, well, hang
okay.
on. Let's see how bad Mike 3 is. I'm interested to see how bad it is. All right, go ahead and talk into Mike 3. Get up there.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, I did not even hear myself.
Well, that's that sounds bad.
Ooh,
you guys share.
Yeah,
there you go. Then you can take your plug and plug in right there.
Here, I'm going to move, okay?
Strebel's getting out of the way. Look at him. He's out
there
of the
you
way.
Go.
He's do you know who James Strebel is? He's very prominent in the UK world. That's what that's who he is. Well, she needs to know who you are.
Hey, I mean, okay? He makes Cal tweet about things.
Did you know who Dan Issel was before you went on the air with him?
I may have heard of him, but
probably not
processing in my head.
So you had no idea who Dan Issel was.
Most likely not.
No, yeah, that's just a no. Did you know who Maben was? Do you know Marcus Maben? That's a no.
No, that's a big no.
That's a double no. Do you know who Perrin Johnson is? No. So let's just start, Perrin. All right, so you're going to read this. You transcribe this. Your first time on the air with us will be you reciting Process's thoroughly crappy take on Keyonte Goodwin. So go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay.
You can't laugh. You got to stop laughing. This is serious. This is the process. You've met the process. Okay? He looks like Nirvana. He looks like he's still stuck in the age where people are listening to Nirvana. Okay? The only people that wear Nirvana clothes now are like Jacob Toppin. That's something that Jacob Toppin would wear. So anyway, go. Let's go. Let's go, Avery. Let's go. Let's read this. This is the process.
I said it on Issel and Pratt's take. I'm saying it about turn my mic down. And this, I've been saying it. Yeah. And I've been saying it about this guy consistently for months since he came on my radar. You cannot teach size. He's 6'8 and 340. Oh. Are his instincts need a little more work? Maybe. Can he use a little bit technique from what I've seen of him? Sure. But that, the size that he has, you cannot teach. Being an offensive line school like UK, you think you can develop him, and you have to go get that guy if he's in your backyard.
Oh, there you go. Yay! There we go. There you go. And you not knowing Maven and Issel made my day better. Yeah. It made my day better. It really did. It really did. All right, get her out of here. Avery, thank you. Appreciate it. There you go. There you go. Texas says, hold up, process lives in Prospect. I figured he was South End.
Oh, no.
Texas, I love the old no. Texas says, let's see here. Ence is trying to buy a tandem bicycle.
Wait a minute.
For him and the cat? But... what he saw man. Jason then riding down the street on a bike, tandem bike, and the cat was like in a little basket. It'd be great.
A little cat in a basket.
Little cat in a basket.
Instead of cat in a hat. A little cat in a basket.
Cat in a basket.
Jack, what do you want to do this segment?
Start off pretty great.
Yeah, didn't we want to do Issel and urine were the two things you wanted?
The way you said that. Issel and urine.
Or urine and Issel.
Oh.
Mornings with urine and Issel.
You're in the sea of tomorrow.
Yes, middays with urine and Issel on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I tune in.
Well, who is this guy? Do we have? That's a lie. I mean, you won't tune in. You don't tune in now.
I do occasionally.
Why would you say that massive lie?
When I'm off,
an absolute whopper.
When I'm off,
you don't listen to KSR. You don't listen to Issel and Pratt.
I do. I flip lie. Between. When I'm off, I listen to a little Maven, little Rummage, little Issel, little Pratt, and I go back and forth. It's true. It is.
Oh, goodness. What do we want to do here? Do you want to play this sound?
He really wants to play this.
Well, this is from Diener.
Yes. He's been itching to play it all day.
Well, no. There's a guy who's just a guy. I don't know if he's a fake doctor or who he is.
Yeah.
He is saying that urine, that drinking your own urine...
does
can,
what?
Can help you with COVID.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Okay. This again.
Again? We never heard of this.
No, I mean, some of these people like coming up with these, like, you know what would help you with COVID? You know, inject yourself with bleach. Or,
well,
you know,
the president said that.
Yes, exactly. Or stare into the sun. Or do this, that, or the other helps you with COVID. So now we've gone from bleach to pee. Great. Great. Let's hear this guy. What are these people doing?
That is very possible, probable. We have the antidote, okay? And the antidote is even for those that have been vaccinated. And the research he's already sent me just blew me away. And they're going to tear me apart. But, hey, they tear me apart all the time. And I've been practicing this for 20 years. And everybody's always said I'm cray-cray, and I am. But I'm crazy like a fox, okay? And, guys, when I tell you this, please, you know, take it with a grain of salt, but go do the research, okay? Because this is going to just be like, there's no way. But the antidote, and I'm going to kill my credibility. What credibility do I have anyway? So, hey. The antidote that we've seen now, and we have tons and tons of research, is urine therapy. Okay? And I know to a lot of you, this sounds crazy. But, guys, God's given us everything we need. Okay, and I'm going to give you again.
Well, God, like, leave me out of this.
What did I do?
Leave me out of this.
This has been around for centuries. We've got research after research, documented, peer-reviewed, published papers on urine. We have this. okay? But they have been doing for the last 9 months now, and what he has right now is all anecdotal because, again, you know, to put together a randomized double-blind placebo study with this is kind of tough, but I'm going to give you some stuff. You got, I know. The chlorine dioxide was rough enough, but now drink urine. That's something
about the urine. I'm flabbergasted. He talked about his credibility. He's like, you lose your credibility when you say this might sound cray cray, and you're a doctor. Even before he started talking about
cray cray,
but even before
you do it,
no, I'm not drinking my own. No,
not if it healed. If it healed you,
no, look, I gotta take it. I had to hear
if it healed you
from more people than that guy.
No, I if it was understandable. No, if that was real,
and I got COVID and it was bad. Yeah.
Okay.
If it was like, okay,
why was that so difficult?
Well, because if it was proven by more than just this guy.
Well, let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
Is this the research Kyrie Irving was talking about?
Go back to your
what about Roger?
Go back to your fat days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not long ago.
Okay.
Pre-lap band days. Yes.
This is a fat show.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still fat, kind of.
What if urotherapy
mm-hmm.
cured fatness?
Like made you lose weight. Ooh.
Jack,
man, that's tough.
Look at now, Jack's thinking.
Yeah,
now Jack's thinking. See, now everyone's thinking.
100,000% guarantee.
Well, nothing's 100,000% guarantee.
Like it helps burn your fat. Like it, like increases your metabolism.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to give him fake science.
No,
if it did that.
Yeah, in a different world,
that would lead to me losing weight, I would do it. However, I don't believe that would work.
No, it doesn't. It's made up, guys.
How much pee would it be?
Spider-Man.
I know, but
you
like...
You had to drink.
How much pee?
You what's a Budweiser? 12 ounces?
12 ounces. So 12 ounces of my own... That's a lot of pee.
Yes.
A cup a day.
Ugh.
A cup a day.
A day? Wrong.
Makes the doctor go away. A cup a day.
I don't know if I could do a cup a day. But you got to take into your heart into account.
This is fake science.
I know, but it's difficult for me to get around that.
It's a made up world, Streeple.
I know, but that's the way my brain goes. I can't help it. A cup's a lot. I couldn't drink a cup of pee a day. Maybe like...
To lose weight, you 100% could.
A cup... No, man. I would...
A cup a day.
I couldn't do that. Like, I can't handle like certain smells.
It'd be stored like breast milk.
Ugh. I couldn't do it. I could. I don't know. Just the thought of like raising the cup and you had to smell it as you drink... No. I couldn't do it. I would have to go the surgery route again. I couldn't drink pee in this fake world, there's no surgery route.
I would do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a surgery route.
Not in this world.
This is a made up world. This is made up world.
I can't drink pee. I can't do it. It's just I'm not saying I would enjoy it.
It sounds incredible.
I understand the benefit of having to do it if it was real, but I don't know if I could bring myself to do it. It depends on also.
Jack says that Doc Creaky.
He was. No, I'm kidding. I don't know who it was.
Oh man, I knew. This is a new low. Yeah. What if drinking? Never mind. Too far down the
bodily fluid realm.
No.
Well, I drink my own urine.
Well, now can you show me what the texture said?
Drink your own pee pee, guy.
Your spouse's.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that either. I'm not drinking anybody's pee.
Thank you, Streeple.
You had before, though, right?
No.
Like when your buddies like peed in a beer bottle and they handed it to you and you thought it was yours. You never done that before?
Not
one time?
No. That might be fisticuffs if that happened. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Texas says, I just got in my car. What the bleep is going on?
We had a science doctor say drinking pee helps COVID. That's what's going on. Science doctor.
Texas says mix it in with something. Texas says it's not too far off from the Busch Lights you drink Streebel.
Yes, it definitely is. Yeah, absolutely it is. That's toxins from your body being released. That's very different than Busch Light. It's toxins. Ugh.
Did you guys see last night at the national championship that they led? And this is an overrated, one of my more overrated foods of all time. Did you see they put the St. Elmo's shrimp out there at halftime with the cocktail sauce?
No.
Like they just let, they had it in a tray.
Yeah.
It wasn't like on ice. They just had it in these trays.
That's a no-no.
And they just, and they just put it out on a table.
Like it was a cheese tray.
Yeah.
Or like cheese and crackers.
It's so perfectly college football media room.
Yeah.
That it made me happy. So and people are like, you don't want to be on the flight Tuesday next to any sports writer.
Oh, yeah. Right? I can see that.
Right?
Now, you don't like shrimp?
Well, but they're just throwing it on the table.
Oh, no, that agree. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's one of those things I want a little bit better presentation with.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like, the presentation for shrimp absolutely matters.
You got to arrange it the right way. You got to have that, like, the cocktail glass in the middle, and they had the shrimp arranged around it nicely. That's the way you do it. You don't just throw it out there, especially like St. Elmo's. I've never been to St. Elmo's, obviously, but
if you did, you would have pictures all over.
I would. It'd be all over Instagram.
Intern Avery needs to know. Streebel and his wife, when they go out, they take a lot of photos.
Yes,
they take a lot of photos. His hand usually looks massive. Yeah. It does. You have this thing where your hand looks massive.
I don't know. I don't try. I don't do that on purpose.
You know whose hands look? We had a Zoom earlier. Jack, did you notice Patty Ice's hands, how big they looked? Me and Phil were texting about how big his hands looked, and I just text Phil, Daddy's hands.
It was the combination of his hands being
Daddy's
used,
hands.
But the way...
Oh my God, that's great.
I want Daddy's hands the song off YouTube right now. That's how I want to lead it. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh man, that's like a sad, somber song.
It is. It is not.
Sorry, Jack. You noticed it too. I wish the audience could have seen it. Pat was just in my window.
Was he like at his desk?
But the way that he was sitting at his desk, he doesn't have a light bulb.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the dark, and all he has dude, he said today, I've asked Nate 150 times to get a light bulb.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so sad.
It is sad.
Oh, it's so sad.
Now, next time, if I'm
just
at...
turn that down, and I want that playing in the background.
If I'm at a funeral and I hear this...
You're going to hear this. Always hear it.
Oh, every time. So I'm going to think of Pat Tate.
You're going to think of... Anyway, but there's a lamp behind him, and his hands
were... What the hell is this song?
His arms were out, and his hands just looked so damn manly.
Just massive.
Yeah, like he worked at a ranch or something.
Like he's breaking bricks.
Like he was a cowboy.
Yeah, maybe he is a cowboy. You've never heard this song before, Jack?
Jack hasn't heard anything.
Well, that's true.
Was it on South Park? He knows nothing. He knows college basketball in South Park.
Like, yes.
You know that.
That's true. Yeah, I know. But like, he's never did a funerals. Andy's right. He's very prominent at funerals. Very prominent.
Texas says we need a female perspective. Tell intern Avery about the pause. Streebel and his wife, they had a pause.
We were engaged.
She needed to figure out if this is what she wanted to do.
Right. That's the long and short of it. And eventually we got married and, you know, hey, we have three kids now, Avery. It's just lovely. It's just lovely. It's just a little, bump in the road.
A little bump in the road. Patty's hands.
Patty's hands. What is this, Issel and Pratt?
Bradley's gotta play Daddy's
hands. He has to tomorrow. He has to.
You got this, Pete. If someone doesn't play Daddy's hands for Issel and Pratt tomorrow, you guys can all go to hell.
You know, Issel's gonna sing this too, right? I mean, he's gonna be belting this
there
out.
You, go. You can turn that down. Oh.
Ooh, Daddy's hands. Pat, man.
That's Pat. The title of the Jack, hour.
It is.
Jack, I kind of want you to reenact that at some point tomorrow. Look at saying Patty Sands.
Yeah.
It's an inside joke that nobody gets.
No.
I should have taken a picture. I can't even produce a photo for you to put on Twitter. Pat's hands, how great they looked.
It's just you and Phil are the only two people that know what's the true start of this joke.
Texas says, yes, please, more fine dining takes from Southend Lap Band, please.
I just admitted I've never been to St. Elmo's. I have no idea.
I've been once.
Have you?
Yes, and I took a shrimp with the cocktail sauce on it, and I put the whole shrimp in my mouth, and that was such a mistake.
Oh, dude, that cocktail sauce is brutal.
It's not enjoyable.
It is the
really?
Spiciest it's thing not, I've ever
It's just
put
not
in my
enjoyable.
Mouth.
So you're saying it's an overrated thing that St. Elmo's has? Their shrimp and cocktail sauce?
The shrimp is very good.
Yeah, I love shrimp.
No, the shrimp is fantastic.
But there's so much cocktail sauce.
It's a little much.
Yeah, you should have seen this. They literally just threw the cocktail sauce out there. That's a very dangerous word for me to keep going to here.
Cocktail?
Cocktail, yeah. Hang on just a second.
Shrimp's one of my favorite foods. I love shrimp.
All right.
My wife doesn't like it, though, so I don't get a lot of it. It's true. She doesn't like shrimp. I love it.
Here it is. Just sitting on a table.
That's terrible.
Just
it's all warm.
Just for the media horde to all go and breathe on it.
That's disgusting. Just
so they can all go and breathe.
Like shrimp's supposed to be like, especially shrimp like that, cocktail shrimp's supposed to be chilled.
Yeah, it's supposed to be on ice.
On ice, yeah. And they just threw it on a table. Ugh. Lukewarm, room temperature shrimp. No. No thanks.
That's how Indy treats its guests.
That's right. That's Pat, you can't Pat defend City, that.
Yep.
That's you can't defend that, Pat.
Texas says, my ex-wife danced with her dad at our wedding to daddy's hands. LMAO, she's an ex for a reason. Well, I'm hoping it wasn't because of daddy's hands, but Oh. Let's go to break. Oh. Pete Futek next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I love how I didn't know what that was, Jack. And he goes, you don't know what a codpiece is? And I'm like, no, I don't know what a codpiece is. And he goes, well, back in medieval times, like so, I was supposed to know that.
And James Strebel.
Here it is. I'm on Wikipedia. A codpiece is a covering flap or pouch that attaches to the front of the crotch of men's trousers, enclosing the genital area. It may be held closed by string ties, button folds, or other methods.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man.
What?
Just what you said last segment. I hope Jack saved it.
Oh.
I don't get this much.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's the entire text line. It's all it is.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, everybody. Well, I'm not sorry, but you're welcome, text line. You're welcome.
Texter says, shrimp rig. Texas says, I don't get a lot of it is said by Strebel often.
No.
Texas says, make Strebel tell intern Avery he only loves one of his children.
That's not true at all.
Texas says, staring into the sun, can we please get the Loch Eclipse sound?
Oh, that's great. That's all-time great sound.
I just gotta leave the text line. We gotta move on.
I know.
We gotta
it's
move
bad.
On. You've done
it's
it
bad.
Again.
I know.
You've done it again.
I didn't try to.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show tonight. Kentucky Vandy. Pete Futek may join us tomorrow. We got our times mixed up. Eastern. He's in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Central and everything else. So who knows what we'll do. Jack will let us know with that on the fly. I happen to think you should worry about this game just a little bit. If Wheeler doesn't play.
If he doesn't play, which I'm expecting him to not play.
Okay,
I haven't heard one way or the other. I just feel like the way the team played Saturday, and then you hold him out one more game just to make sure for this Saturday against Tennessee, I don't expect him to play. If he does, then I think Kentucky will win by a lot. Even if he doesn't, I don't expect Kentucky to struggle too much with Vanderbilt. I know Scottie Pippen Jr. is a very good player, but yeah. It's Vanderbilt, and it's going to be mostly Kentucky fans, and it's going to be sad for them. But no, I'm not worried about this game at all. I know he's a great player, but that's it. That's all they got.
You should take Kellen up there to Nashville one time for a Vanderbilt game. You should.
Yeah.
It'd be cheap. You could spend the night in Nashville, you know?
He would like Nashville.
I think he would.
I think you'd enjoy Nashville.
I think Lindsey Goff is listening. She says they gave him hot dogs, too, with the shrimp. The problem with the media hot dog is it's not grilled. It's more of like a
boiled hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I think Jack was eating when he was doing the hot dog eating contest he embarrassed himself.
Would you rather
himself.
Have a Few Tech Thursday or Friday producing on the air?
Friday, right?
What do we Friday.
What do we, I'm thinking Friday.
What do we have going on Friday?
Just the mixtape.
That's all we have. I'll ask for that.
All right. That sounds good. Well, a little Friday of Pete Few Tech. Few Tech Friday.
A Few Tech Friday.
What a weird pairing. Hot dogs and shrimp. What?
Just the text line.
I know.
I can't. It's one thing I can't believe you said.
I don't. I know.
I really
it
can't
wasn't,
believe it. You guys tell me.
Yeah.
Does Stetson Bennett. He looks like the guy that you would never root for.
Yeah. He looks like an entitled.
Yeah. But yet everyone is rooting for. Right?
Because he's a walk-on. That's why.
And he got benched this year.
Yes.
He nearly left in the entire JT Daniels. And
controversy.
They've had 2-3. I mean, they brought in the guy who I thought was going to be good, Jamie Newman from Wake Forest, if you
and
remember.
Never played.
He never played.
Yep.
He thought he was going to the NFL. Whatever, JT Daniels. I mean, they've had 2-3 guys, and JT Daniels and Jamie Newman were high-profile guys.
Oh, sure. One USC and the Wake Forest transfer when he was
Daniels
good.
JT Daniels was a very accomplished player, and JT Daniels had some hype behind him.
Yeah.
And so he wins out the job, but you look at, Stetson Bennett.
And the name.
Yeah.
On top, Stetson Bennett the third.
And the fact that he loves his flip phone, which you know I crushed Andrew Luck about several years ago when I did the show with Locke, and I'm like, everyone's rooting for this guy.
Yeah.
And he went from, he would have been the joke of all jokes. I mean, he had the fumble, whether you believe it's a fumble or not. He had the fumble. They finally convert. Does Alabama. I mean, the story is Alabama just never could get into the end zone. I mean, they could kick field goals, but not get into the end zone. And they come right out, does Georgia, when they get behind, and they put it on his shoulders, and he does the drive that wins the national title.
And he's
like, right there, that is the difference, Strebel, between how he will be viewed forevermore.
Yeah. Now he's
And losing and being another losing quarterback and him being the reason why.
Right.
I mean, if they lose that game.
It's his fault.
And it's the fumble and he doesn't. And because, you know, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to push the ball down the field here. He's going to throw an interception. Like, that's what you're thinking. If you're Alabama, you've seen this how many different times?
Right. And they have dudes all over
the
defense.
He's not going to go. He's like 4-4, whatever it was. They go boom, 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 right down the field. They're able to run the ball. And everything else. And you think he's going to be the bum.
Yeah.
I mean, you think that's going to happen. And if they lose, like, you can lose with honor or you can lose being a bum. And he would have lost being a bum.
And people would have been like,
he would have been
why.
The reason. It would have been, hey, we have a running game. Hey, we have an offensive line. Hey, we got this badass defense that we've never had. Hey, Stetson Bennett ultimately wasn't good enough.
Right.
And Kirby Smart would be second guessed on that forevermore.
Like, why wouldn't you play the scholarship 5-star or 4-star, whatever JT Daniels was?
Because Alabama's so great, the narrative doesn't change.
Right.
For them. They lose, they're back next year, we all say
they're already
whatever.
Number one in the country next year. Yeah,
and everything else. But for Alabama, it mattered that much. And like, I wonder, and I can't remember, and maybe Jack, you can. When Lamar fumbled and Louisville didn't go to the Orange Bowl, Florida State went and they beat who?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Okay.
What if that changed? What if that's different?
What if that's Louisville that beat Michigan?
What if that's or somebody like that?
Right.
Someone well respected.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can't remember 5 years ago or whatever it was how that Michigan team was. I know they lost to Ohio State.
Yeah, they were. That was the game where like Michigan, Ohio State were number 3 and 4 in the country.
Yeah.
And there was the 4th and 1 play where there was the controversy of did he get the fourth down?
Well, listen to him.
Down. Right.
I mean,
right.
He's like an encyclopedia.
Well, I remember that game. Ohio I couldn't State remember that was the play. That was the exact year.
Yeah,
so that was a team that was right there, right? Like you would, like, think how much different it would be if Lamar doesn't fumble, you don't lose to Kentucky. You go to the Orange Bowl, and the send-off, you know, in the send-off that season is beating a well-respected team like that.
It was ranked in the top five at one point.
Sometimes in these bowl games, it matters that much. Obviously, in the national title game, we haven't won in 41 years. It absolutely does.
Sure.
Okay. And there's the Alabama Saban mind control over your entire coach and organization and players, and they just beat you and everything else. It can be very fickle. If Lamar, if the wrist is down, if the forearm's down, it's not a fumble, Louisville scores, maybe Louisville wins the game, they go to the Orange Bowl, there's that celebration, there's the entire, what, four-week lead up to it, you go beat Michigan and John Harbaugh, and what is different, right? You always just think, and that was a fork in the road. Maybe that type Bobby, of season.
Bobby's still here.
Well, you win 10.
He's a prince.
You win 10
he's
games.
He's the prince of the city.
Well, you win 10 games.
Yep.
Right, and which is something Louisville hasn't done, and something Kentucky has now done a couple times.
Well, you've got a Heisman Trophy winner that season. You have a, like you said, an Orange Bowl that season. You have a win over a team that's considered a college football blue blood, and you win a bowl that matters. Well, and all these things
think
happen.
How much the marketing changes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think
absolutely.
How much the marketing around Louisville football the last couple years changes.
And do you have the spat between Grantham and Bobby that ultimately ended with Grantham leaving and being gone? Does that happen as well? I mean, there's a ton of different things you can go with that. That's a good angle by you. That much matters. So if Stetson Bennett loses last night, the narrative is, well, you can't throw a former walk on against Nick Saban. This is what happens
when you take seen as a bum.
As a bum. Yeah.
Reason they lost the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's his fault.
It's his fault. You don't put a short former walk-on quarterback.
Is he short? I feel like he's like 6'5".
No, he's like 5'11".
Is he?
He's like 5'11", 6 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and then Kirk Herbstreit made the comment. He's like
taller.
He's 5'11", in your program, but maybe he's closer to 5'9". So Herbstreit was making the point that maybe he's even shorter than you think he is. But no, I mean, that's one of the things about him that's a knock about him.
He is listed 5'11".
He is listed 5'11". Yeah, he's a short quarterback, so that's thrown in his face too. But instead, he wins and he goes on Good Morning America while he's hungover.
You want to hear that? We can hear some of that.
Sure.
I wish you could see his face. You saw
it,
right?
I did. I looked it up on Twitter.
I mean, he looks like he's going to absolutely pass out.
Yeah, he hadn't slept, and he's had a lot of beer.
MVP Stetson Bennett is joining us live. Stetson, good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
A few hours. Not many. I've been wondering about. Not many.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to sleep. Congratulations. And what a story. Not just the Bulldogs, but you. I mean, you start your career there at Georgia. You're a walk-on. You transfer to a junior college. You come back to Georgia. You know, so many people overlooked you. What have you learned about yourself during this journey?
I think I always had a pretty constant view about myself.
Sounds like you on the post game.
He does.
I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, all you guys, and just like Michael and, everybody here, everybody who's ever been successful, you got to bet on yourself.
He only knows Michael Strahan.
That's it. All the rest of you all.
Change on the odds, but, that never
all right,
really
that's
matters.
Good. It's more of a visual.
Michael Strahan knew immediately what was going on.
Of course he did.
He knew immediately. He was
Michael
like.
Michael Strahan had probably been in that.
Yes, absolutely. He looked at him and he said, "You haven't slept, have you?" That's exactly what he said. I learned that life is hard.
Texas says Stetson Bennett looks like Greg from the old show, Yes, Dear.
I'm not familiar with that show.
I am absolutely familiar with that
show. Oh, really?
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, I had to look that up.
Texter says Stetson Bennett looks like the guy that sits in the lower bowl at Louisville basketball games. Texter says, isn't it interesting Georgia's first and last touchdown of the season was a pick six?
Oh, how about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Texas says, come on, Rig. You know that all Jackie Poo knows is musty Big Ten football talk.
I should never doubt Jack when it comes to the Big Ten. That Texter is correct. That's not all he knows. It's a large amount of what he knows.
No, South Park.
South Park.
Yeah,
South Park.
I mean, like, it extends to the other conferences also.
Did you ever reach out to the rabbi that you were going to reach out
about hell?
To?
Oh, crap. I keep forgetting. Man. I'm sorry.
David Jaffe.
Yes, my cousin. Yes.
Is that right? David
Jaffe? How the hell did you remember that?
Yeah, he said it yesterday.
Holy
cow. Stuck in my head.
Jack!
Yeah.
You don't remember anything like that.
No, I don't.
How did you remember Jack's family member who's training to be a rabbi?
I think it's interesting.
No, I am stunned. That is as stunned as you've left me ever. Yeah. I feel like is right now.
I want to know the answer. I want to know what where they stand on hell and the afterlife. I do.
You made that very awkward the way you said that.
I'm
made
sorry.
That worse. So let me ask you this. Before we get to the top of the hour, Mike DeCourcy joins us, 437-9680. What are we doing then with Kentucky preseason here for the next few? I mean, we go many months here.
Yeah.
And Kentucky doesn't have their entire team filled out. People will leave. People will be injured. People will come back from injuries. They will have transfers coming in and out. There will be late additions. There will be Blank and Baker talking to somebody to try to get nine of them arrested. There will
another
be
another friend.
There will be.
The sheriff will be on the case.
Yeah, the Easy. Sheriff will. There'll be a lot going on.
God,
but I feel like we're entering. Boy, going back to win on where the expectations. Boy, I'm fumbling here. Are as high as they've ever been.
I agree with that. I think
that I can remember. When's the last time?
I don't think they were this high following beating Penn State because of...
I don't think so. They lost people.
They lost... Not only people. I mean, they lost two players Allen, you know, primarily.
Right.
You lose.
No, that was seen as very much a one-off.
Yes, yeah. And next
this
year...
they were not preseason top 25.
No, they were not. So it's been since...
Rich Brooks? In other words, if I just gave you a round number, I don't know, 15th in the country. Because there are some people that have them in the 20s. There are some people that have them 10 and 12.
Right.
But there's also people that have them in the 20s. Dennis Dodd doesn't have them at all.
Right.
So, you know, if I gave you around 15 is kind of the number I'm looking at and saying, when's the last time Kentucky football was top 15? And I did not, listen, this is where I was wrong.
Yeah.
I did not think Kentucky would end the season, and you guys, without knowing your roster, automatically would think you're going to be better next year.
Yeah.
And I'm stunned some of these guys came back.
That's the thing.
C-Rod and DeAndre Square both came back. That doesn't happen.
That's what put me over the edge as far as expectations for this team next year is the fact that they got, you know, not only those two guys back, but you get Jaquez Jones back. You get Jordan Wright back. Then we'll see about Dare Rosenthal here probably in the next few days, what he ultimately does. I mean, he's a big piece too. But the only other team that I could think of, because there hasn't been a lot of good Kentucky football teams recently, is that year where they beat LSU with Andre Woodson.
Right.
The next year you had Mike Hartline. I mean, Andre Woodson was
drop
gone.
That's a huge drop off. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get the running back back. They get the quarterback back.
They get
the thought process is you don't have a Wandell.
Right.
But you
which is a big deal.
But you also don't have Rondell and nothing, or Wandell and nothing else.
Right.
Because this year was Wandell and nothing else.
And nothing else.
You would imagine that groom would be better. The tight end, Upshaw comes back, would be better.
Yeah.
I guess I did not expect that. I did not expect us to have the national title and to have Kentucky be right outside the top 10 on some. I don't know if I'd say many,
but in a good number.
Top 15 team in many preseason top 25.
Yeah,
I did not see that.
I didn't see that coming either.
I saw back end of the top 25.
Same. I did
frankly.
Too. I figured they ended, 18th in the country, I think was the final poll. I expected that, but no, you're right. I did not expect as much top 25, top 20 love that they've been getting here today. I didn't expect that at all, but I guess they're looking that Will Levis. I think he's the primary reason, to be honest with you. I think they look at what he did this season, which is much better than they've had under Stoops ever.
I would agree with you.
And I think they expect him with Liam Cohen to take a leap. That's where I think they're getting a lot of it from.
Now, by the way, did you guys happen to see, I should go look for this, did you see a sea of blue?
I did, yeah.
Are you worried about that? You always get very worried.
No, I'm not worried.
When I mix it up with the sea of blue.
No, because they did, they were in on the joke with the response tweet. Wizards of Cup.
Did you see that Sia Blue tweeted out, Jack, that how Kentucky football got the nation's longest active non-conference winning streak?
Yes.
I mean, what are we doing here?
We
all
know.
Playing bums and beating Iowa.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, it's funny because they
what are we doing?
The picture they retweeted back to Andy was a tray of cupcakes, which we all understand, and they were all decorated with Cardinal heads. So
who did that? Markham? Did he do that?
Bro, it's Markham. Yeah,
you think it was Markham?
Yeah, he controls the site account.
Do you still go on there? Streeble for a period of time would get mad when people would mention him.
No, it was
him.
Only that one day.
Okay, so you don't go on and erase stuff off the website anymore?
No, I haven't done it in a very long time. It's been a while since I've done that. And since that day, actually, since that day that we were in here and I got mad.
What's Jack doing right
what
now?
What is he doing?
You've been looking down
at his phone
for like 10 minutes. What are you doing right now?
I was on Twitter.
Oh.
Doing what?
What happened?
There was someone tweeted out an old highlight video of Wisconsin football beating Indiana 74-7.
Oh, I knew it.
What in the hell?
He's watching Wisconsin-Indiana football highlights during the show.
We're doing a show.
That's exactly right.
We're talking about Kentucky preseason rankings, and he's looking at
it. And I was like,
he's bored with Kentucky preseason.
He is.
I don't blame him.
It's January 11th.
I don't
care about UK football this year yet.
These Jackals think they're 10-2.
Yeah. Let's go. Jack, get on the train.
You better strap on your armor, big boy.
Yep, it's coming. The train's coming.
Oh, my God. What does Vince Merrill have to do the
I don't know. It pisses
Why do
me
we
off.
Have to
it,
do that?
It does. It angers me. Because, again,
it
celebrate
makes me it. The bad guy. It makes
it does.
Me the bad guy.
And you don't want to be the bad guy. Not in this instance. There are other times you want to be the bad guy. Not in this instance. And Vince Merrill can't let Kentucky fans do it. It's not all his fault. He can't let everybody have a nice season.
It's a lot his fault.
Look forward to next season and not have stupid expectations. We can have expectations. We can have high expectations, but not, Georgia's going to come into Lexington and it's going to be a game. It's not going to be a game. I'm here to tell you. It's not. I think it's going to be really, really good. Georgia's different.
But Jack Pilgrim said it's going to be a game.
They're going to have him 11-1, Jack.
Daryl
Bird's going to have friends next year.
Daryl Bird's going to have him 12-0.
Birdman.
Birdman's going to have him 12-0. Guaranteed.
Daryl Bird and Friends. Afternoons with Daryl Bird and Friends.
No, just Bird and Friends.
Bird and Friends. He's Cat's Paws. That's his site. He's
thank
on the cat's
that.
Paws.
Thank you. Do you have anything else?
There's a joke you made there that I'm not going to make.
Yeah.
What?
Do you have anything to add other than to tell us he was part of Cat's Paws? I know he was part of Cat's Paws.
Oh, okay. I figured you did.
Like you're just reporting the news there.
Bird and Friends would be the writers on Cat's Paws and Daryl Bird.
Texter says Stetson Bennett looks like Ted Bundy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Texture says, damn, Pig Rig remembers a rabbi's name to be, but can't remember the name of the twins.
I know the name of, I know the name of my children. Yes, I do. I had a part in naming them. I would say I know
the
name.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That was a lie.
That's not a lie.
I mean.
How come they're not named Andrew and Aaron then?
You know what? They were born in the 38-1.
It's little baby Bobby Perry.
Yeah. They were born after the 38-1 season. Oh. So, yeah.
Wait. So they would need to be born before the 38-1 season to be named Aaron and Andrew.
Well, I could have named them during the season. Yes. You know,
they choked.
Yeah.
They choked.
They did choke.
It's
one
of the most disappointing years in the history of Kentucky basketball.
It was one of the most disappointing games in the history, but not the season. The season
I sat
was awesome.
Next to Skywalker. That's kind of random.
Really?
Yeah.
Kenny Skywalker?
Yeah.
Sent that to him?
No, I sat next to him
you
at
sat
that game.
Next to him. I thought you sent that take to Kenny Skywalker.
was he in the nosebleeds with Issel?
No, I had a better seat than Issel for that game. 100%. 100%.
I hope he's not listening.
I hope he is listening.
Okay.
Well, because
you are beefing. Well, we are beefing with
Issel. Well, we'll get that in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay. We'll do more of that.
Texas says Rabbi Cartman.
Isn't he a rabbi in like the new episodes or something?
I haven't seen him, but in the promos, yes.
Yeah, I saw the promo because I was watching The Office, and I don't
have Paramount Plus, so I haven't seen him.
Oh, gotcha. There you go. Neither
Texas
do I.
Says, watch those bums go 7-5.
Worry about your own team.
Texas says, watching that clip during the show, that could not have been more on brand for Jack Grossman.
Yes.
This has to be for Ennis. Faulkner and Ellis should start. Both are aggressive and would set the tone for the game.
Imagine talking about that said
well, we're going to do that next tomorrow.
I know, that's true.
Tomorrow,
we're going to have to.
At some point, I'm going to utter, do you start the Faulkner?
Yeah.
No.
The NC State, right?
Yes. Yes. And then Mac won't do it.
I mean, who cares if he does?
It doesn't matter.
By the way, I disagree with you guys. I think with Rick, I should have brought this up. I think I disagree. I don't know if it's just me pivoting, but you said that Mac by now should have it figured out what his rotation is.
Yeah.
And usually I would agree with that because, yes. Well, one reason would be you've been conditioned that way with Calipari.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
That would number two is I still think you have time. Tweaks happen late January, February. They've happened March Madness, but understandable.
Sure.
By now, it seems to be scattered is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
My only caveat to that would be when everyone's about the same, it's no. It's difficult. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
All these guys are the same.
They are. I would get. I mean, this isn't a high bar, and that didn't didn't sound nice.
Weston Faulkner. I mean, is there a big difference there?
Faulkner is.
I mean, right now, Sam and Matt Cross. I mean, what are we doing?
Offensively, I would. You know,
Faulkner's
I'd play Faulkner
to actually do something.
He could actually dribble a basketball past somebody.
Yes.
He could shoot a ball and not airball it or break it off the backboard. Like every time I see Jared West shoot a shot, that's what the shot is. And I'm not trying to be mean. That's true. That's a true statement.
No, he's terrible.
But when you bring up Matt Cross you bring up Matt Cross and Sam Williamson, I mean, I'll take Sam Williamson.
Understandable, but if with these 8-9 guys, whatever, I mean. Besides maybe Malik, and I don't know if Sidney Curry is going to catch up a little bit with that. Like, outside of a couple guys, I'm like, yeah, if they scored 13 in a game, I wouldn't be surprised. If they scored 3 in a game or scored 0 in a game and didn't score, and Mac had to completely go with a different lineup against, you know, NC State tomorrow than what he did against Florida State, I wouldn't be shocked at all.
No,
there'd be no lineup that would shock me right now. None.
I mean, that's a good point, but
I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying that that's where Mac is. I think that's the reality this season. I don't think he can trim it down. Save that. I don't think he can trim it.
You might be right, ultimately, but at the same time, I would rather roll with a player that gives you the hope of scoring the basketball than a guy that you know isn't going to score the basketball at all. And Jalen Withers shouldn't be part of it. He belongs with J.J. Traynor. That's where Jalen Withers belongs. He belongs
some
with J.J. Traynor.
Some games he has.
And he needs to be there all games.
Texas says, no Paramount Plus in mommy and daddy's basement. Get better parents, Crean.
Wow.
I'm going to ask them to pay for Paramount Plus.
Oh, I think you should.
At dinner tonight. Mom, no. I want to see Cartman as a rabbi. Can you get me Paramount Plus?
Actually, that's something that I would like to dedicate time to.
A caller?
No. Is that right there? I would like in a perfect world, I'd love Jack to like do an interview.
Yeah.
And do like maybe a secret recording with his mother.
Yeah, like put it on your phone.
Audio.
Yeah. About spending $4.99
a month.
Because he wants to see Cartman as a rabbi.
Yeah, that'd be a great conversation.
No.
Okay. All right. You know your mother better than we do.
No,
Texas says, did anyone mark the Diener show this morning when Blank said raw meat on his hips?
Oh.
No, I don't remember hearing that at all.
What's he talking about? Whoa, Blank. What's
that? We have other Blank sound.
Well, give me something from Blank and Baker here before we take a break. Mike DeCourcy will join us in about
congrats
what?
Congrats, Hassan Hall.
Oh.
Took a step up in the ACC. Congrats to you, Hassan Hall.
Wow, what a... Hang on, Jack. Hang on. Don't play anything. What an interesting spot for Strebel to pigeonhole that in.
Well, I just wanted to get it out of the way.
You stopped the show. Like, I thought something was going on.
No,
he stopped the show to be arrogant towards Louisville football and Hassan Hall all at one time.
Yeah. I mean, he went to Georgia Tech. Better program on the rise.
We lost Benedict Hopkins to Kentucky.
Benedict Hopkins.
He'd start at Louisville. He can't play in Kentucky.
I mean,
bullies of the Bahamas. Maybe we could play the rest of our games in the Bahamas.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Can I hear the beginning? The
yeah.
Bullies of the Bahamas.
That's going to be the story of this season. That's all they'll have.
Oh,
they'll have that magical Bahamas trip where Pegues put it together.
That's so it's just like kidney trivia or urine trivia?
No.
Or
European trivia.
European
trivia where I talk slowly and with little energy. All righty.
Dude, Process is acting like, Jack, what are we going to do? He's acting
tweeting
like
less
he's done.
During games and paying attention more.
Good.
I've
you should.
Tweeting less and paying attention more until the official
that?
Screws
well,
something
yeah,
up.
And then we know that'll.
Yeah,
that'll,
yeah
that'll
I saw a lot of ACC refs tweets from people like you yesterday.
At the coin toss, I was like, oh my God, they chose ACC officials. I'm like, they're going to screw something up. And I do think they screwed up that it was a forward pass that Stetson Bennett threw.
Forward. Texas says if Jack can get a tomahawk ribeye, he should be able to get Paramount Plus. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm not asking I agree with that. Texas
says. It was a
50-50
call.
It was not a 50-50 call.
It was a 50-50 call.
The ball goes forward out of his hands.
I don't know that it goes forward.
If Tom Brady's tuck rule pass is an incomplete pass, then
which
what Stetson Bennett
is one of the biggest blunders of all time.
Well, this is not even that close. The ball, his hand's going forward with the ball in his
but
hand.
But the ball isn't
the
going
ball
forward.
The ball went forward. Ball went forward 5 yards.
Went up.
The ball went forward 5 yards. It's against the laws of physics unless Yoda pushed the ball with the force, moved it forward. Yoda.
Anything to blame something extra on the ACC
the
officials.
Ball went forward. It was not a fumble.
I thought it was a fumble, so whatever. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
437-9680. We'll take a break on the other end. Mike DeCourcy will join us next. All right, guys, BJ Heating and Cooling, do not be stuck in the cold, whether it be for your home or business, and whether it be for, you know, emergency, you know, like Strebel. They had the heat go out. It was a very, very sad winter day. It was actually AC, wasn't it? Was it AC? Doesn't matter. Your mic's off. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. Or an easy fix, it's BJ Heating and Cooling, and they can help you right now, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. And they're also featuring those Bryant mini splits because right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer, one of those mini splits, you pop it on a wall. It's quiet and efficient. It cools down a room, it heats up a room, and you don't have to rework your entire system. It can save you a ton of money as well. So give Barry and his team a call today and find out what they can do for you. 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.